Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here at the Holiday Store at the Avon Old Farms Hotel. And again, come on down. Like, let's crank it up. Let's get going. Come down and sacrifice a little of your time to help us out. A longtime friend of the Holiday Store and WTIC and just a good man. John Carman from Carman Funeral Homes joining us now live. And first of all, thank you for your generous support. You got to get that microphone in front of your mouth. Joey, help him out. Don't put him in the broadcast booth.
You can tell this isn't my day job.
That was classic. It was on exactly backwards. I should have noticed it. Yeah. That's on me. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Business is, I wanted to ask you, it's a little morbid topic, but people are living longer. How does that affect what you do, in terms of, because they when they're passing, they have more resources, or is it different than the plan? I'm just curious because it's different than 30 years ago.
Right. And, and that's good. And if the quality of life that people have today is there, it can be a wonderful thing. My best friend actually died last Saturday.
I'm sorry.
And he was 95 years old and led an incredible life, did many, many things. He was a school administrator. He'd been a police officer, ran a small printing company out of his home, and managed a gas station for a long time, to keep his family together, but was absolutely a thoughtful, very well-read, and man who would offer advice and help to anyone. And right up until the time he died, was making meals for parts of his family that needed special dietary things, and had just such a brilliant mind about being able to help people with problems or things that were going on in their life. So it was,
Yeah. Well, speaking of helping people, how did you first get involved with the Holiday Store?
Are
you original an OG guy? Or
I've been serving on the board for the Salvation Army for 25 or more years. They do such good work. And they need all the help that they can get, and especially outreach into the community. So that's been a real honor, taking my granddaughters to deliver meals on Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's like a wonderful way for them to understand the value of giving back. And now they'll call and make sure I don't forget to
get
bring
out.
Them. Yeah.
I think it's so important, John, and I'm so grateful that not only that you tell that story, but that you do that, because when you think of the next generation, we go town by town in this state. We do a bunch of stuff in different towns, and the service, the volunteerism is falling off. Yeah. And it's up to parents and grandparents to instill that culture in their children and grandchildren, because our communities in Connecticut depend on that stuff.
Communities all over the world depend on that. I mean, and we're so blessed in the United States to have so much and to have the resources, and we just need to be good stewards of them. You know, God has been so very, very good to this country, and it's so important for us to share that and to teach that to the how important that is to the next generation. You know, it's not all about them. Yeah. It's about, you know, what you can do for others.
You know, it's funny. I don't mean to be self-righteous, but I think it's so true. I think about my own life, you know, like trying to figure out how to pay for college and all these other things. But then I realize, like, what are the concerns that I don't have that people in other parts of the world have constantly? And then you realize, man, you don't have to be a multimillionaire to be very, 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 very fortunate.
Yeah. Right? I mean, some parts of the world, just the being able to have a clean glass of water is a luxury.
And safety, to have a full meal, food, you know, all these different
things. So many things that we do take for granted, and we just need to reach out no matter what.
You gonna hang out for a little bit?
Sure.
All right, John Carman from Carman Funeral Homes. You know, obviously just a wonderful voice for what we're trying to do here at the Holiday Store.